I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
The plan was drinking to the pain over. What's worse, the pain of the hangover. Fresh air, rolling down the window. Too many Urkels on your team, that's why your win's low. I sold my soul to the devil, that's a crappy deal. Lisa made for a few toys like a Happy Meal. This game you can never win. Cause they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again. Get away from me, loneliness. Get away from me, misery. Get away from me, fake shit. I can only take phoniness. Get away from me, whack tracks. I can only make only hits. I'm only a child lost in the world. Where are my lonely kids? Go when the bell ring and feeling like hell rings. Bringing me back down and checking my background. It's ironic what's happening. Imagine it didn't have any ends. I wouldn't have so many imaginary friends. I'm spaced out, dog. I be on that moon talk. Wonder if God asked Mike how to moonwalk. I swear mama wished me and my father talked more. I stopped visiting around the time I was a sophomore. I guess everything I hate about is seeing him. So I ain't finna change, we'll never agree again. Just a few things pouring out my soul. Rosewood, we can see you with our eyes closed.
The whole thing. What up, everybody? We'll be a day late. We'll be back with another episode of Bookie A. That was Rob Hayes. I'm Chris Daniels.
Yeah.
We're here with our guest for this episode, comedian Jake Williams. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by. Was that from the Cypher? That was from the Cypher, right?
That was from the BET Cypher.
The Good Music Cypher.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, where are we at? I feel like we got a bit to catch up on. There's
Wyoming Gate.
Wyoming Gate. I don't think it's a conspiracy.
Why all gates got to be bad? Why you can't have a good gate?
It's the stigma. What do you have like a good gate in mind? Like, is there one you could crown a gate right now?
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe we could start. We could turn around. You know
what's
what I'm saying?
What's a good conspiracy?
Like, okay, Watergate, that was bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Deflategate, that was worse. You know what I mean?
Worse.
Yeah, but like Wyoming Gate, that could be the first good gate.
Wyoming Gate?
Yeah.
That actually sounds like a suburban subdivision.
Okay.
I don't know.
All subdivisions sound suburban. Think about it.
Yeah, they're subdivisions.
Yeah.
What the hell? All right. I mean, but there's no...
When you're in the city, it's real division because you got to divide your stuff. All right. We got a guest here.
We just did the intro, man.
Yeah.
Jacob, what's up, man? You're quieter than most. I would say.
Yeah, I just realized that's probably not great for a podcast guest.
We'll get there, thing. I feel like. But you're a Kanye fan, though.
And that's, yeah, definitely.
That's the most important thing we look for here.
Have you been to Wyoming?
I don't know if I don't think so.
I've never been to Wyoming. Chris, have you been to Wyoming?
I haven't been to or through Wyoming.
This has to be, we don't know what it's going to be, but this has to be the greatest rap album ever to come out of Wyoming. The only one that matters, pretty much.
They're just at Wyoming just because it's a secluded location, I'm thinking, right? I mean, I don't know.
We don't know. We never been. We don't know. Like, maybe there's, like, other reasons why you go to Wyoming and record music that we don't know about.
They have really good acoustics there.
What if they got a moose?
A moose?
Yeah.
You think he went because he wanted moose sounds on the album?
There are whale sounds on 808s, and they recorded that in Hawaii. So why would there not be moose sounds?
They had deer on the music video for Dark Fantasy.
So see?
Could be.
Yeah. Oh, man. When I used to drive home, I would see deer when I was in Atlanta. And I swear it was because I was listening to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's more of a... It's like a vision thing.
Yeah.
That's weird. All right. Is there an official list? Where are we at right now with everybody who's actually in or has been to Wyoming? I feel like there's a lot of people.
Okay.
The usual suspects, I feel like, have been there.
Yeah. Okay, so Cudi's been there.
Cudi's been there.
Travis Scott's been there.
Saw Nas.
Nas has been there.
Playing
Plain Pat, what up?
Pierre was there.
Pierre.
Isn't that, I think I saw Pierre on the mountain. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm sure we're missing a lot of people. Tony Williams, I think, was there.
Yeah.
And then I guess the biggest one from this week was Drake.
Drake and 40.
Really?
Yeah. And that's important because, you know, Drake don't do nothing unless 40 put his hands on it. So It's not Drake consulting. It's Drake actually putting his voice on
Drake
record.
And the team.
And Drake said that he was working on a new album halftime of that Raptors-Rockets game. And he said that the Raptors was going to break the Rockets streak. So that came true. So you know this album going to come.
I thought he was like, I thought Drake was just like, you just in the zone fiddling stuff. This might be the first time I'm actually starting to believe Drake is actually a basketball fan. For the last couple of years, I didn't believe it at all.
Did you see Kentucky against Buffalo? I was like, I see why Drake be out there practicing with them. Them boys can play.
No, this is a different team. When I saw Drake out there, it didn't look like he could play. It looked like
No. I didn't say Drake could play. But anyway, Drake and 40 going to Wyoming's big. And so there's definitely going to be a Drake and Kanye track. And it's not going to be like Pop Style where it's like,
oh,
Jay-Z going to chicken out and take his verse off.
Do you think it's a chance we get, like, because you remember there was a rumor there was going to be a Drake and Kanye joint project?
Wolves?
Not just,
Wolves?
That, they didn't have a name, did it? Was that the name?
Kanye said it was going to be called Wolves.
I didn't know that part.
But that was around the time that they was working on this. He was working on the song Wolves.
Okay. I feel like to the extent of which they said, because he said he had a whole team. He said it was a bunch of audio equipment. They had his team with him. They have Oprah Chef out there. I was like, that's a stay. That's like, that's not for like, you know, a bit part. That's for like some extensive kind of shit. So I feel like there's a lot.
You gotta eat good, man. When you go to Wyoming, you gotta eat good. They probably got great steak out there. You know what I'm saying? The cattle is probably like, you know what I'm saying, really good.
Just men of the woods.
Yeah.
Just that was
no F that. We ain't heard nothing about that album since. You was the whole Super Bowl, all of the whole world watched you promote your album, and guess what? Didn't nobody care about nothing you did recently, Justin Timberlake. Anyways,
we're back. All right, what else we got this week?
Okay.
We missed out on?
I don't know if we missing out on anything. I feel like
this is the first time we've been able to, you know, come kind of like back to back. Like, we haven't had a lot of stuff to fill in a while.
Yeah, okay, so we got the bracket.
Yeah, the Kanye bracket.
Which, I don't know where you at, Kanye Madness. Now, okay, I don't feel like my bracket is busted. I feel like there's something wrong with the people that voted.
People that voted?
Yeah.
You're talking about the official one.
Yeah, the official. Well, the dude that made it, he has...
I thought the seating itself was problematic.
I like the seating because really, I think he was more trying to make difficult matchups in the first round. So he was making choices for you. So you was like, all right, you're going to have to pick between Hold My Liquor and Addiction. You're going to have to pick between Celebration and Good Life. Songs that make you feel similar, you're going to have to pick between. So I did like that because that made the first round fun, you know? But, you know, my final four is intact except for Roses, which I feel like was seated extremely low. Like, I feel like Roses is one of Kanye's best songs, period.
I would say that too, but I'm looking. I mean, when you say some of these first round matchups, I'm looking. Ultralight Beam is a 12 seed. It's a 12 seed.
And people voting for it, it's overrated. It's a 12 seed.
I had it losing the spaceship. That was me. I don't know where. I don't remember exactly where the official bracket is because I was like, I trust my own, and I'll see what it looks like when it's all over.
Jacob, did you do a bracket?
I did not do a Kanye Madness bracket. I looked at the one on here. It looked like a lot of tough decisions.
It was. And, I saw it divide a few friendships for at least a day or two.
Do you believe in Kanye basketball?
Kanye basketball bracket.
Yeah.
Things.
Do you believe like this is even like morally accept like to be like you pitting Kanye songs against one another?
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like. It's kind of. I always get like stressed out in like comedy contests, so I feel like it's like kind of tough to rank like music or things like that.
Yeah, it's weird as a fan to like the pit. You know what I'm saying? It's like my babies was fighting.
I think
my little guys.
I
Those are my little guys.
What you said? You talking about your sperm, dog?
Those are my, no, I'm talking about Allen Iverson.
Oh, fuck it.
Those are my little guys out there. Those are my little guys.
I mean, I think it's cool to see, like, you like this is you look at this media song and you're like, damn, like, this stuff missing on here, too. It's like, this is crazy, like, how much shit you got to work with.
I love how it's color-coded, but it does bring attention that Cruel Summer was just, I guess, didn't make it in the conference tournament, and neither did, well, no, there's some Watch the Throne on here. I'm surprised Murder to Excellence was on here. I feel like they must have won a play-in game. They a 16 seed.
School Spirit's in here. I was kind of surprised at that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see, like, where all the like, I feel like this, what is the, I forget which bracket, which actually he named the bracket, but if you look at the whole thing, the bottom right one, where Spaceship and, like, where Touch the Sky is, like, the one seed. I thought that was, like, kind of, like, a tricky, it was a tricky one, because I had, like, personally, I had I Wonder. I actually look back, and I'm like, yeah, I think I like I Wonder way more than I was admitting to myself.
That's the thing it causes you to do. It causes you to, like, put things in a context that you would never put them in. Because you normally talk about what's your favorite on a particular album, but you don't just go, like, I don't know, that's not the way I think.
Or it's you, or you, like, whenever we've talked about kind of like comparisons, we've always spoken of entire projects and albums. Yeah. It's weird to, like, you know, you bounce in things like, okay, you feel one way about one album and songs on an album, and now you got to go against something that, like, you're in a completely different mindset. And it's just like, well, how do you feel that day? That might be the song you're just going to choose.
And I think it showed me how much I love Late Registration versus Everything. Because, like, one bracket, it was like Addiction and Roses was my, like, Elite Eight.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was against, yeah, those, you know, that's the
Runaway
bracket.
Made It Far. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blame Game did not. I had, no, Roses beat Blame Game. And then Good Life just edged out Celebration. But yeah, All of the Lights Made It Far. That was tough.
Yeah. If we can, we're going to try to get a group of people in here, and we'll try to, like, take this bracket down.
Bracketology.
Field by field.
I guess that one, there's the one, like, Kanye West Presents. So does that, like, not qualify? Because I feel like none of the songs are on.
Cruel Summer. Yeah, Cruel Summer is that what it was? Not on there at all.
Yeah, it's so weird. Is that where they had, like, Click?
Mercy?
Like, Click? Mercy, Click, I Don't Like.
To the World, to the World.
Like, three of my favorites.
I don't know how far they
those are all, there's some good ones on.
I don't know how far they make it. I don't know.
I think Click and Mercy, I think.
Yeah, those are
from
so
Watch the Throne. I don't know if Murder to Excellence would have made it over, like, I don't know. It's Gotta Have It is on there, though, right?
Gotta Have It. I know. Let's see.
I wonder if Click just had, like, they were like, there's too many different people.
Yeah, Gotta Have It's
on
there. Otis is on there. Niggas in Paris is on there.
Where's Ham? I feel like Ham could. No Church in the Wild's on there. So, yeah, there's quite a few Watch the Throne.
Possibly too many. I would say too many.
Yeah, I feel like Click could have took one of them spots.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites. That and Mercy. And, yeah, that's a really good. I feel like those are really good, like, exercise ones.
Way Too Cold, Theraflute.
Yeah,
that could have been.
That could have been something.
You know,
there's a lot. Maybe we'll make, like, a
all day
bracket.
All day.
Where, like, as you think it's gonna, like it has to replace something? I can
four
see
or five
it.
Seconds. White Dress. People were complaining that none of the one-offs made it. Like, it's all album tracks.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. The Original Wolves.
See, that was one that caught me, where I was like, where they said we had Diamonds, and I was like, is that the Original Diamonds? Because if it's the Original Diamonds, then I can't take it very far at all. And I was just banking on that.
I was real mad that Jack Knight had 30 hours go so far. Yeah. It's not even done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get Andre 3000's a great role player, but, you know, he didn't pass it to Andre 3000 when time was left. He don't make it, you know? And the fans voted We Major over... Over 30 hours. So shout out to the yaysayers out there who
the
liked
right
our
choice.
Live episode, and, you know what I'm saying, made the right choice.
All right. What else we got? We had, I saw there was a good interview that I did with Shia LaBeouf, who's still doing stuff. I didn't know he was still doing stuff, but apparently Kanye has raided this man's closet.
Wearing this man's hat.
Wearing this man's hat.
Wearing his clothes.
That's a hat gate. That's a gate for you.
Now that's a gate.
We don't know because Kim is Kim put the speculation out there, like, oh, there's a story, but like we didn't get the story, but there's a good story behind it.
But the crazy thing is, Dame told us about this a year ago. Dame FK came on a podcast and told us Kanye took a bunch of clothes from Shia LaBeouf, and I looked at him like he was crazy. And he also said a bunch of other stuff that was pretty crazy, but he told us like we could have broke this story if we believe Dame FK.
I mean, he kind of did break it. We just, you know, we didn't back him enough.
Yeah.
But apparently,
would you wear anything in Shia LaBeouf's closet?
I don't know if I would do that. That's a good question.
Are you thinking about which era Shia? Are you like, would you take, are you like,
I mean,
is Even Stevens Shia? Like, is that?
Yeah, I'd take an Even Stevens Letterman jacket. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If that exists.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd be worried about when they do that thing on here where they like show the pictures side by side and then they'd be
Who did it better?
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're just like borrowing it from this guy. Like, especially with that hat, it was so specific because it was like a signed hat from like the tank training division of the movie he was on. And I guess it said he took out his tooth like because he was method acting for the role.
I believe it. I didn't read that.
I clicked a link from the article. It was basically his method acting.
He's still crazy. He walked around with a bag over his head. You think Kanye got the bag? I got that bag on me.
Did you ever see his New York art installation?
I heard about it.
It's down the street from my house, or it was. I don't know if it's still up or not.
Wait.
It was when he put like a camera in front next to like the that museum of moving images, and it was just for people to come and like protest Trump whenever you want it, and then it ended up being overrun by like alt-right dudes who love drinking milk. They would just come. I would walk by, you would just see like these shirtless alt-right dudes just like holding gallons of milk and just chugging it, and that was it. That was like,
How was that part of alt-right?
They needed an official drink. Is that's like the whitest drink you can have? So it's just milk. So that's what it was, I guess. He fought him. He would come. Like, there was a video.
So
of him, like,
if you drink
on.
Soda, you Black Lives Matter.
What kind of soda are you talking? If it's orange soda, yeah.
What if it's grape soda?
Oh, it's grape soda. Yeah, that's like.
Then you lose your Black Panther powers.
The prince will now have the power of the Black Panther. Scream that way. It's my favorite meme.
I don't even remember his accent. I don't remember Forest Whitaker's accent at all.
Oh, yeah.
That's how little he's in these movies. Like, if you think about it, Forest Whitaker's got the best job ever. He's like, okay, I'll do Star Wars and Marvel movies. I'll be in there for 15 minutes. You gotta kill me.
I ain't coming back.
I gotta die rough, too. I gotta get blown up or stabbed by this kid I used to babysit. That's why I gotta go out. I'll take you too, Uncle James. That was funny, so I'm sorry. Stop this. All right, no more.
Then, what else we got?
News-wise? I don't know. After Hackgate. Oh, the Kanye dating app. There's a kid, I don't know, I remember his name, but somebody developed a dating app. I actually just found out today that he didn't get the funding he needed. So, like, the campaign is over. But
it looked like the funding was only like $1,000. It seems like.
I mean,
it'd
you know,
pretty easy to.
People got to find love. They maybe not ready.
I feel like the word didn't get out there fast enough.
Yeah,
like, it didn't. It seemed like a very short camp. It was like a weekend. It was like must have been like 2 days. Like I heard about it, and then it was over apparently. But there's a few people I know hitting us up about it, trying to be like, yo, y'all on this? I'm like,
I mean, I'm not on it, but I'm not looking for it. You know, I don't found a dropout. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You know, but.
Johnny, you're putting your air out on a podcast, man.
Huh?
Putting your stuff out there on a podcast. All
I
right.
mean, a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
Get out of Rob's DMs, guys. He's
definitely guys. get out.
I would totally.
I mean, that's a whole hurdle you got to jump where you're like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you listen to Taylor Swift? Oh man, you know what I'm saying? I already done ordered. You know what I mean? Like there's a whole like I would love to like have a Yeezy dating app when I was single. Yeah.
It would just be like if you on any other dating app, you notice how like some people get very specific about their likes and shit. So you know it's just some people over here. It's like if you like if you got Yeezus in your top three, don't fuck with me. Like, just swipe left. There's going to be people like that. No, that's how, like, people get very specific on these apps. You're like, oh, you view a cancer, you got to step. I'm like, well, I'm swiping right anyway. Just
would,
see what
you, would you use a Yeezy dating app?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. I feel like...
what's your bio going to be?
It would just be like, hey, my name's Jacob. I like... I'm really bad at dating bios, so I don't know if I'm the right person to ask.
That's a good bio. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm bad at bios.
For a kind of dating app, that's actually it. When you read it like yourself, like not you, but if you're somebody looking at it like, oh, this dude's like, he's not going to give nothing. Okay, this is mysterious.
Yeah, maybe it would stand out. I feel like everyone would be really confident on there, and then they'd be like, oh, this guy's different.
Rob Hayes. Look at this peacoat. Tell me he's broke. That would be my bio from American Boy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm not. Oh, you think I'm going to do mine?
Yeah, you're going to do yours.
All right. Let's see. What is Chris's Kanye app bio going?
You are stalling.
I am stalling.
Kanye app bio going to be dot, dot, dot. If you don't get it. Colon.
You know what it would be?
No, I don't. What would it be?
First of all, the photo would be the photo I had when I'm like arm's length away from Kanye in the pit at...
You gonna put Rick Fox in your profile?
That'll be the second photo. It'll be me and Rick Fox at the... It'll be all photos sometimes as I saw Kanye West. That'll be nice. It. And then the bio is probably gonna be I don't know. I don't know which line I would use. Would I fucking be? I would just recount. I would be like, these are the dates I saw Kanye. I would be like, all right, Glow in the Dark Tour, 2007. I would be, and then the next one's gonna be the Meadows, and then the show at Madison Square Garden, and then 2019.
The next one's gonna be like, you up? 2019, you up?
Exactly. I don't fucking know. I'm going to Photoshop myself into Wyoming photos, maybe.
Mm.
Oh, you know what it would be? Oh, yeah, I'm Chris from the Book of A podcast. What up? That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could have just. Oh, man.
I take a long time to say a little. That's pretty much what it is.
Who do you think, okay, if you're on a Kanye dating app, if they were like, would you like your girl to be more like Simke Raimi, Alexis Fife, or Kim Kardashian, or Amber Rose, who you going to go with?
I think that's a creepy line of questioning.
All right.
But Amber Rose.
Amber Rose?
Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to ruin my life for like a year, you know? Just 1 year. You could recover from that.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting. What about you, Jacob?
I don't know. Maybe Kim.
Have you ever pictured yourself with any of Kanye's girlfriends before? Here's your
chance. Not until now. But yeah, maybe Kim. I feel like she seems like it's working for
that
them.
Would just be people on there. They wouldn't even, it would just be all Kimojis. All Kimoji users. Yeah. That's all they would communicate.
If the app was Kimoji friendly, there's not that many apps you could use Kimojis. If the app was Kimoji friendly, that would be hard.
That's not fair. I didn't know you were limited with your Kimoji selection.
Yeah, man. Like, you can't use your Kimojis on Twitter. You can't use them on Instagram. Or else that's all my captions would be. They would just be butts and like conversation candy.
The hell is conversation candy?
Like the little hearts would be like, be mine. Conversation hearts.
She got y'all paying $2.99 for Valentine's Day candies?
Come on, man.
Nah.
First of all, you act like you keep paying. You pay $2.99 one time. And okay. Then you get Kanye with the like, nah, paparazzi. You get the smiling Kanye. You get North looking like, what the? Like, come on, man.
I remember the kids with those Kimojis, too.
Oh, now Chris into it.
No, yeah. Fuck you.
Now Chris all
anyways,
about
Kimojis. Oh, Jacob, man. What's the first time you started here? You started listening to Kanye West, man? Please speak.
I guess around high school and college, I played like intramural ultimate frisbee, and that Kanye was a big... he was one of the tracks that we'd play a lot. He was one of the guys we'd play a lot.
You would play Kanye while you played frisbee or on the way to frisbee?
Kind of like during. It was very low stakes ultimate frisbee. It was very casual. I think most people were there. I had been like running track and cross country, which was a little more intense. And then I just joined the Frisbee team, which was more laid back. And I think it was more like an excuse for people to like drink and hang out. And the Frisbee game was like the minor part of it.
This might be a dumb question. What is the difference between ultimate Frisbee and disc golf? Is that the same thing? Or are they different?
The heck?
You know what disc golf is?
No, it's disc golf.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, disc golf, it's like you're trying to get
like
the
you
Frisbee.
You have a Frisbee and you use like you're playing holes
right.
where you try to get it to the goal post thing.
Oh, disc golf.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to say like some like European name.
Nah.
Disc golf.
Disc golf.
Sounds like a Bond villain, but
the prince will have the disc. All right.
But yeah, I guess ultimate frisbee is more like it's like you're on a soccer field or football field and you're like passing it, but then you can't run when you have it, so then you're like running around trying to catch it, throw it to the next person.
What's the song you're playing? Like, what's the number one disc?
All of the Lights. I think that had just come out, so that was like a big one, and then some of the other songs from that album. But yeah, that was like the go-to like pump up song before the game.
Wait, and, what? Okay. Like when you play Ultimate Frisbee, they always play music, or is that just like...
No, I think it was just a really laid back situation at my college. I guess that might have been more like pre-game kind of thing, but the game was like, I don't really remember much about the game. I just remember the playing Kanye West before it and like hang out with
then
people.
You just got into the game mode and just blacked out.
Did you listen to Kanye West before you played Frisbee, or did like...
I think it was mostly Frisbee and Kanye came into my life at around the same time, but
which it sounds like a deleted scene from The Hangover where they were just listening to Kanye playing fucking.
So would you listen to the gig pumped up for track?
Our coach would every year he'd have everyone turn in like 7 minutes of whatever they like any music or whatever, and he'd like make this really long playlist where he'd like edit it together. And so I'd listen to that a lot. Or that was like for like meets, like in other states, he'd like play that.
So Kanye was made that playlist too?
Yeah, Kanye would be in there, I think, too, actually. And then I would put in like comedy stuff. So there would be like a bunch of music. And everyone would be listening to it. And then I'd be like, oh, it's just someone talking.
What comedy would you put in the playlist?
At the time, I was listening to a lot of Dimitri Martin.
Heck so yeah. I almost guessed Dimitri Martin. That's hilarious.
But some people would just like mess with it and put in like screaming noises or like the worst song they could think of.
If I'm
like,
getting ready for a track meet, I want to hear, let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies. Boom.
What's
here
the song?
Comes the boys from the south.
What's the song from, was it like Day of the Walking Dead? I don't just remember, you know, the song. What's the song that starts off? It was like, why? That one. What is that one?
Yeah.
Oh, where he's like, those are the bodies at the floor.
Yeah, those are the songs I need. I would be mad if I was a runner and everybody's inserting random joke songs, messing up the stride. That's kind of, you set the team back.
Yeah, man.
Well, it was like for the bus ride.
How you gonna listen to Stronger and all this?
They weren't like actually about to run or anything. There was,
you know,
it was like a long bus ride.
That's hilarious. That's what I would have done. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know if I would have had enough juice to been like to get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it was anonymous, but they probably figured it out by context, because I was only a comedian at my college and that was the only comedy track.
In high school, we had an awards program for the Math Honor Society.
Yeah.
And then the microphone was plugged in while everybody was eating pizza, and I grabbed a mic and started doing my jokes and sandwiching them in between Dimitri Martin jokes. And Dimitri Martin was killing me. His jokes were landing. My jokes was not.
That's funny. Yeah, I used to like quote them in conversation to people in college. It's like I didn't know what to talk about. I'd be like, here's something funny someone
else. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the OGDM, man. Dimitri Martin, man. If you out there listening, yo, shout out to you, dog.
The original DM.
Yeah.
Shout out to Monique.
I love us for real.
I love us. You got to say it with like in earnest. I love us for real.
That's what's up, man.
All right, so the song you chose for this episode, lead track off My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Dark Fantasy. Why did you choose this song?
I chose it because, All of the Lights, I think, was already taken on the show, and It reminded me of, I don't know, I liked that whole album, and this was like a cool like kickoff track for that album. And I think I have a crush on Nicki Minaj, who was on the song. And I don't know, I had a cool, there was like some good wordplay and a lot of, like, I didn't even get the Winslow thing until, it's like a pun, like, your wins are low.
Yeah.
Like when I saw it on paper, but I already thought that was a cool lyric. And I don't know, I like Ichabod Crane and Sleepy Hollow, so it's a good, good
it was
word play there.
I remember listening to it, because it was, it's the fourth album, is like after this like gap in Kanye, you're like, oh, where's Kanye? He's like, he's coming to his new album, but it's like a
fifth,
it's
album.
Like, fifth album.
You better
right.
count 808s.
Oh, I was counting 808s. What was I missing?
College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s.
All right, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. You're right. But it was like,
I thought you were being shady. My bad.
I wasn't, bitch. You know I love 808s. Get out of here.
Now.
Fuck you. But it was like, as soon as he like dove in, you were like, okay, Kanye's like back for real, like going hard. Like it was just like back to kind of basics, mm-hmm. but leading in from like this crazy intro you hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
Let's go back. I think it was a great choice to use Nicki Minaj for the like narration, mm-hmm. especially because she was hot at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like her first album and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy come out the same day. You know, it's like you couldn't even predict the better. That's the first voice you hear on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And it's her doing her like,
you think people were
British
confused?
Accent.
We're just like, yo, they messed up. I got the wrong one.
No, if they saw, because Runaway came out like, if they saw Runaway, they weren't confused. Because Runaway movie came out a month before Pink Friday and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy came out.
Okay.
But I just thought that was a dope choice. And then it also connects like the good music albums, because like Common did the narration for Man on the Moon, and T.I. did the narration for The Rodeo. So it just was like, you know, we got the coolest people doing our like narration. Like, we don't narrate our own albums. We get cool people to narrate our albums for us.
And it was dope. It wasn't just like Nick like using for her voice. Like, it was a dope ass intro.
Yeah.
The messaging, it was just fucking cool. And then once you know, the beat kind of shifts, and then that the hook comes, and it's like, can we get much higher? And then like the whole thing, like, you know, now you have like a choir kind of feel inside with like Tiana and a voice.
Yeah. Plus, if you about to burn one and you playing music while you burning one, you know, and then you put on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, immediately it's like, can we get much higher? It's like, you know what we doing while we listen to this. You know what I'm saying?
That can't take on any meaning you want it.
But I feel like the first track on a Kanye album, it knows you lighten up. You know what I'm saying? Lift off on Watch the Throne is like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We about to lift off, you know? Like No Church for the Wild, it's like, all right, I ain't about to smoke yet. It's getting a little too intense. And then Lift Off come on, it's like, all right, now it's time to smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, Say You Will, you know, you sad, you know, you need to burn one. You just need to chill on that beat for a second. Doop. Doop, doop. You know what I'm saying? You doop dooping, you know?
Shout out to Dupe from the X-Men. all right, let's get into the lyrics. Since we got you, is your song, what's your what's your favorite verse on his album? We'll start there.
Oh, on like the album.
On the
song.
Yeah.
I think maybe I don't know. I like the Too Many Urkels on Your Team. That's Why You're Winslow. It's a good one. Let me just pull it up here. But yeah, and I like the whole like fairy tale style, Cinderella, like starting it off. Sounds like it's very like cinematic. It's, I don't know. Let's see here.
I love the you ain't got no Yeezy dick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a really cool like sound bite situation.
That whole first verse is kind of, like, it's like, it like harks back to like the hardest Kanye like you ever heard him just like spitting, just like going. It was like really refreshing. I was listening to it like all day today, just to like get back in my head, and I was trying to think back like how I first heard it, because you're coming off like a different kind of like time of Kanye. I really didn't know what he was gonna do. It's like, is he gonna be come out singing? Is he like, what kind of like vibe is this gonna be? Mm-hmm. And it's like super aggressive, and he's talking about like young Kanye.
Plus, the first time I heard it was during the Runaway movie. So after you crash into the Phoenix, it's like, what else is in the song? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you actually see the Lambo. You see him, you know what I'm saying? Take off running, it's playing the classical music, you know what I'm saying? But then it goes right into Dark Fantasy. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, I don't know. I used to love driving to this song. When I would drive home. Yeah. It would always be a deer pop up, like turn around and look at me. I'd be like, yo, I'm about to crash into a phoenix right now, yo. Crazy.
I remember I would like try to, this is one of those weird, you know, like you are like a red light and you like try to time it. If you're like rolling up on it, I swear to God, I would time movements for when like when the beat came in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I would time like, all right, if I was sitting in the car and I play the song, and then after like the first part of the hook comes in, and then the beat kind of like starts going, that's when I would take off. This is really fucking weird.
Nice.
I would say, I don't know. My favorite line still to me is verse 2. He's like, hey, teacher, tell me, how do you respond to students and refresh the page and restart the memory, respark the soul and rebuild the energy? We stopped the ignorance. We killed the enemies. Sorry for the night, demons still visit me. The plan is to drink until the pain over, but what's worse, the pain or the hangover? Fresh air rolling down the window. Too many echoes on your team, that's why your wins low. And I think I remember that. I was like, turn this. Was you remember when Dave Chappelle was on Fallon? He was talking about when he met Kanye, or he's like, stop the record. It's like, turn that back. That's how I felt when that fucking verse happened. I was like, that's too much.
Yeah,
the only thing that ruined it is around the same time Wale had a Urkel Winslow line.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And damn. So it's just like, who did it first?
I'm not thinking of that.
At that time, that was like when more.
What
about
was Wale's line?
It was very similar.
I didn't know about Wale at the time. I thought it was a robot from a Pixar movie, but.
I love I'm the king of Leona Lewis. I don't know why I used to like say that all the time. I don't know. Maybe because Leona Lewis videos used to come on VH1 in the mornings, and I used to be like, yo, I know exactly who he's talking
only
about.
Only in the morning.
I like the fantasizes about this back in Chicago and the Chicago references. Because I think I was like living in Chicago when I was starting out comedy-wise. So I was like,
okay.
I was like, oh, Kanye started here, so maybe my career will be exactly like his.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky originally.
Throw the L's up. Hell yeah, we in the Liberty Bowl.
Were you a Louisville fan?
I didn't follow it super closely, but my parents met at U of L, so that was definitely my go-to one. But there's a lot of rivalries there with UK and U of L. So.
And then where did you go to school?
I was going to college in Wisconsin near Chicago, but then I did like a year of college in Chicago and then went there afterwards. So that was like kind of the first comedy scene where I was doing a lot of shows and stuff.
Dope. I already knew this. I just wanted the audience to hear, you know, like I got a Louisville connection. My family's from Louisville, so we've very already cool. talked yeah. about that, but.
Donovan Mitchell went to Louisville, who should have been drafted by the Detroit Pistons. But, you know, he ended up going to the Utah Jazz.
He
and it's going to be rookie of the year. It's like no big deal.
He gave a tribute to another Louisville grad that ended up going to the Jazz, Daryl Griffith, in the dunk contest.
I don't even remember this year's dunk contest. That's how it was.
He won? A dunk. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. Fuck.
He beat the Black Panther.
The Black Panther?
Oladipo.
That's fucked up.
No, Chadwick Boseman gave him a mask and he
oh, won. Shit. All right. I really don't remember the dunk contest. Yeah. I was like, damn, yeah,
Chris,
man.
Chris is trying to play me like I'm just a racist. No.
I get it, man. He's kind of dark.
I'm not racist. Yo.
Did Oladipo win now?
Have y'all seen the Vivo concert? Where Kanye, Jay-Z, it was like around the time of Watch the Throne, but they did a concert at South by Southwest. And it's the only time I've seen him perform this song with Teyana Taylor. And she loses her mind. She's not credited on this song either. Bon Iver's credited. Nicki Minaj is credited. Teyana Taylor's not credited. But the So High, that's Teyana Taylor.
I didn't know that was her until much later, years later. So she gets crazy with like every, she doesn't do any performance not like show stopping everything, whether it's she's backing somebody like Kanye or she's just showing off some clothes in like in a fashion show. It's like, oh yeah, that's the girl you have to look at all times.
And then that same year, Kanye headlined Coachella, and he came. So there were ballerinas, and you know the little opera part of of Ham. They started losing their minds to the opera part of Ham, and then immediately after that, a crane comes in, and he's performing Dark Fantasy on a crane, and the crane brings him to the stage.
Yeah, wow. And he but it wasn't like a quick. It was like, yo, he did a show up in like in the crane. And
yeah,
it, like,
he does the whole Dark Fantasy like in the crane, like through the crowd. It's crazy. He's wearing a Celine shirt, which was designed by Phoebe Philo, so it like goes with the rhymes. Like,
Is there any other performance? Era. I don't. I'm trying to think. Yeah, he has. I've like the times I've seen him live, never performed this song live. I think. Never. That was.
Yeah, I don't think he did it at Watch the Throne.
He didn't. You go. You saw that one?
Yeah, I went to. Watch
he didn't
the
do
Throne.
It there.
He did Runaway, and he did like he was. They had the cube, so the cube was like red when he did the My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy stuff. But I don't remember him doing Dark Fantasy.
It was weird. It's like when I think about it, because this album is so good and. Like the song is great, but I feel like all the other, like a lot of the other songs get a lot more attention. And, looking back, it's just like this song is up there with like any of them. Like it's like aesthetically, it's like
it starts off a classic.
Yeah.
You know, like a classic rap album has to start off right. It has to be, you know, that jump off. Like, you know, I can't think of a classic rap album that the first track is whack, a skippable, you know, it's just not going to work.
Nah, this one like sets the tone. For everything, like going back and thinking about, because I do like how the hook, especially the whole "Can we get much higher?" I like how that can take on a lot of different meanings. You know, whether you lighten up if you're Rob or a lot of other people, or if you just if you're like trying to get like Kanye perspective, you're like, "Can you get much higher like than this?" Because if he says like this is like the perfect album, you know, this is what you're trying to get is like the perfect album. It's like you can't get much higher than this. Like you can't. At all, or if you're like just somebody, this is like a good like the motivation on like as a listener. If you're trying to like take yourself, not even in any frame of like Kanye's shoes, just your shoes. This is like crazy motivation. Like I need this. Yeah. I need this back. I need this like to start like my gym playlist and everything like that. And before I do a show or anything, because that's what it's just like a challenge thing.
Not only that, but you know, it's like I just took the mic from Taylor Swift. Can I get much higher? Like I. Are my days as a celebrity, are my days as a pop star numbered, you know?
That conversation with fame is cool because Nicki's verse deals like kind of a conversation. It's like, it sounds like a fairy tale, but that's kind of like what the life of a celebrity is in a sense. It's like stuff everybody dreams of, but then you have the pitfalls and everything that Kanye is dealing with. But you have, so you have all these things where, you know, the positive that obviously come with it. Like he starts off, he's like, mercy, mercy me, the mercy I go, where he's like year one is like that stuff like you dreaming of like when you first start and you're like really hungry, then you get it, then the bad shit starts happening, then you gotta, and then that's when the vices start, the drinking and all the women and everything like that, and then you go back and you're thinking about like, okay, what about all the shit I was trying to like teach kids and everything early on? You're still thinking of that, but it's so easy, you know, to fall back like, okay, but I'm still the guy. Wake up back in Paris, you know, like that's him at the end of the day. That's like, that's super dope. And it sets the tone for the whole album.
And it with an heiress.
He did.
Already putting them Kim bugs in the air before he was with Kim. You know what I'm saying? At the time, it was like, yo, you talking about Paris?
Yeah, at the time, it was just wordplay. But now it's like, He did, you know, he did say, when he say like it was years before, even before this, he knew he was going to win.
It was made up centuries ago. That's it. George Lucas, you know what I'm saying? A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
The Kanye scroll.
This song samples Michael Oldfield in Higher Places. Did y'all listen to that?
I listened to it.
I don't know
if I found it in like the quick listen. I listened to it on the way here. Which part of this song is it?
It's like, it's early.
Or at least which part of the song, like Dark Fantasy, is...
Can we get much higher?
Oh, that's the part? Okay.
Yeah. That ain't Bon Iver. That's somebody else. Can we go much faster?
Is that the only sample?
That's the only sample I found. That and like
I saw it was produced by RZA.
I found that makes sense that the RZA produced it. Okay. Because I think the RZA also produced So Appalled, or is he just on So Appalled?
I feel like if he's on it, he probably had that's an easy lookup, but I feel like that makes sense.
That sounds more like a RZA song, but yeah. And then Raekwon's on the next. I didn't even think about all the Wu connections on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but they're definitely there. Raekwon and the RZA came to Hawaii at the same time, or you think they were like separated?
Why would they be separated?
I don't know.
I mean, they're on
they're like two different, to me, factions of the Wu. Like, they're cool, but they like, it's not like Ray and Ghost.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So Paul says Mike Dean, no ID. All right, so he's not on that one. Wait, or maybe. Nope. Yeah, Kanye, Mike Dean, no ID. All right. But you can see, you're trying to make a perfect album.
Yeah.
Get the Wu.
At least, get the Wu to touch on. I mean, there's a lot of people that were like that, a lot of hands on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. A lot of hands on Watch the Throne.
All right. This is a good question, I feel like, because you obviously study way more than just about anybody. The process with, the Hawaii trips, every all the stuff people were doing, all the people who came out.
And it was a great article by Noah Callahan Beaver.
Do you feel like similar vibes with the Wyoming stuff?
See, here's the thing. I think people are like overestimating it because people hate 808s and 808s was made in Hawaii. People hate Cruel Summer, but Cruel Summer was made in Europe and Qatar. You know what I'm saying? Like Watch the Throne was made in Australia. I think it's just the way Yeezus was made in Europe. You know what I'm saying? So I think, there's albums that people love that have been made like that, and there's albums that people hate that have been made like that. The first two albums are recorded, in LA and Chicago and New York, and they're great albums. So I don't think the location, I think for some artists that are like, like some of the newer artists that go out there, it's probably like a necessary thing to have them in a scenario where all they can do is focus on the album. But I don't think for Ye, the seclusion is necessary, but I do think it's going to like intensify things. I do think it does create a sense of focus.
Okay. I'm just ready at this point. This is like the fucking worst time in history. Like, we need a Kanye album. I woke up today and I was like, this is the first thing I saw. It was like two school shootings today.
Yeah.
And there's a bomber in Austin, Texas that nobody can find right now.
And the only bombing black people.
That's not true right now. But he started off only bombing the victims are black people. The last two, the ones from...
Well, you can't control where an explosion goes. We know what he was trying to do.
If anything, is reckless. Because the last one that got two people... it was like a tripwire bomb, and it was just people who could just be walking by. So like literally a kid could jump on that. And then the one from today, it like blew up in the FedEx facility. So it's just like, you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. And it's like, what the FBI people trying to do? They're like asking him, like, could you please talk to us? Which I guess is a way you catch bad guys. You just ask them to come talk to you. I don't know. Shit's just fucked up. So the world needs a Kanye album right now.
That's a lot of pressure you putting on my man.
I'm not putting pressure on you. Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to fix
like
anything.
You made those six beats for Blueprint because it was coming out on September 11th. No. Like when they make music, they don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about as a fucking
you as bad as those people that watch the Oscars like white people make movies to destroy black history.
Whoa.
I hope they beat Get Out because, no, they just made a movie about a man who was a fish. They was not thinking about Jordan Peele and whatever he was doing.
Don't come on Guillermo, Doc.
I'm Guillermo made Kanye's favorite movie.
Okay.
Pacific Rim. You know what I'm saying? Del Toro's my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Pacific Rim 2 comes out this week, by the way.
Yo, shout out to my man Finn up in there. You know what I'm saying? We've been with him since Attack the Block.
Well, that's actually real. It's Joe Cornish days. I'm not trying to put pressure on Kanye. I'm saying it will be nice to have a Kanye album to listen to in these times.
No, that's real, but that's any time and every time. I agree with you. But also in the good times, you know what I'm saying? It's a celebration. Grab a drink, grab a glass. You know what I'm saying? In the bad times, you know, it's the coldest winter.
I'm waiting for more references. I'm trying to see how many you can squeeze.
Girl, steal your money, you play gold digger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Man can't just be a fan.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't just be a hopeful fan for a new album.
You
on
TV, you know what I'm saying? Good life. You know what I'm saying? It's a song for everything, dog. It's a whole madness. It's madness right now. You want to add more songs?
What if should I listen to if I like go home tonight and then okay. I open up my fridge and somebody took the sandwich out?
Come on, you already know. You already know. Someone took advantage and took your sandwich. You already know what to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
This is pretty much what we do all day, Jake.
Nice. I love you.
Jacob, you got anything you want to promote, you want to tell the people about?
I guess they can find me on like Instagram and Twitter, Mr. Jacob Williams, or Comedian Jacob Williams on Facebook. And so I'll have like shows coming up on there and my website. Check out the new season of Wild and Out.
Yeah,
that's
that should be good.
It's on Wildin' Out on MTV. If you haven't watched his set on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Soup Boys in the building, you know? What's your favorite and least favorite Kanye song?
Favorite and least favorite. That's tough. I like, I don't know what my favorite is. I like All of the Lights, but I feel like maybe Click is up there up for good, like running song, working out song. Least favorite. I don't know, maybe like that one that's like Bound to or something.
Okay.
That might be.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that one was a little weird for me, but I don't know. Yeah.
You don't like Bound to?
I think, I'm not a big Bound to fan.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting.
Is that controversial?
I think you're the first one to say Bound to is your least favorite.
Yeah, I probably have a different least favorite, but I think it's like, I don't remember the names of the ones I'm not as into, so. It's like hard to pinpoint it.
Is it because of the video or is it the contrast to Yeezus?
I think maybe the video was that's like definitely it's like memorable, so that's why I can be like, oh, I wasn't a big fan of that. But then there's other ones I probably just forgot about because I was like, okay, that's not really my thing. But I like is more like kind of like upbeat, like Mercy and I Don't Like, or what I think that's called, some of those ones.
Oh yeah, Don't Like.
Don't Like, yeah.
Cool Summer.
It's a good one.
All right, Jacob, we're going to let you finish. that's the end of the podcast, man. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Everybody, same old, same old. If you want to follow me, Sir Chris Daniels on all things social media, SirChrisDaniels.com. Rob, you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Boston. I'm going to be in Asheville, I'm going to be in Birmingham, Nashville, Charlotte. Just look out, robhayes.com.
Dope. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.